75th anniversary since the HMP Empire Windrush first arrived. So it's an incredible anniversary to celebrate, and we are just so honoured, one, to be working with Windrush Generations to help pull these events together, but also just to celebrate this incredible community in Bradford and across the UK, but really, really, really honouring the elders and the community in Bradford and the North. So it's really, really special for us.
So let's have a look at what we've got. Friday the 23rd, which is the first day of the festival, isn't it? And so, and throughout the festival till the 3rd of July, you've got an exhibition, Windrush Stories, Don't Give Up.
Yes. Nigel Guy curated a really, really stunning exhibition celebrating local Bradford and Windrush elders, which was on display at Cartwright Hall for a number of months, from the end of last year, and we are absolutely delighted to be installing that in the BLF Festival Hub. So that will be available from Friday all the way through to Sunday the 2nd of July. And just, we are so grateful to Nigel, one, for his beautiful work, but also giving us the opportunity to share these stories again.
Yep, and at the same, and on the Saturday, you have a film premiere, book launch, and panel discussions.
We do indeed. So we are starting off with Finding Home, which is an incredible book written by Alfred Gardner, who was a passenger on the HMP Empire Windrush, and he's written it with his son, Howard. Sort of sharing his story for the first time, which will be so special. So Alfred and Howard, the publisher of their book, Jacaranda Books, have created a film celebrating his life, telling a bit of his story in partnership with Fane. So we're going to be premiering that film, and then we have the absolute honor of having him and his son join us for an in-conversation afterwards, which will be chaired by Nigel Guy, which will be absolutely wonderful. And then later that day, for anyone who wants to stick around, we have another showing, screening of Windrush Movement of the People, which is an absolutely beautiful dance piece written celebrating that journey by Phoenix Dance Theatre. So we are so honoured to have that show happening. And then we have Sharon Watson, the director and choreographer, and Christella Latrasse, the composer, joining us for a special in-conversation as well. And beautifully actually tying the two together, Alfred Gardner was one of the Windrush elders who was consulted in the creation of Windrush Movement of the People. So there are beautiful linkage that right there, which is wonderful. And then on the Sunday, there's also the Windrush Celebration Service taking place in the Alhambra, which is led by Windrush Generations, and tickets can be booked through our website as well. So lots and lots on offer celebrating this fantastic community.
And it's a wide range of stuff, isn't it? You've got an exhibition, you've got spoken, you've got music, you've got film.
Yeah, just celebrating it's all forms of the story, which is wonderful. And there's something really for everyone, whether you like visual art, whether you love listening to beautiful stories from fascinating speakers, or you just prefer film, whatever it is that really works for you. There's something on offer for everyone, so I can't wait for them, and I hope your listeners will be ready to join us as well.
I haven't actually, as I say, I'd forgotten about it, so I haven't been through the whole catalogue yet. But this sounds like really good programming. You know, I mean, there is literally something for everybody. A way in for everybody, young and old,
absolutely.
Isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And everything is so approachable, and the stories are incredible. You know, I have learned so much about the Windrush community in Bradford since joining this project, and it's just wonderful. I can't wait for everyone to hear these stories and just be a part of this journey and celebrating this community both in Bradford and Leeds, but across the UK as well, which is wonderful.
It's so exciting putting events on, isn't it? You know, when you get to the point where you're nearly there, you know.
I can't wait. I can't believe we kick off. Just this Friday, it's crazy.
Yeah. This is why I forgot about it. You know, I mean, I come every year, but it just seems to come around faster, you know. Every time.
It really, really does.
It's on top of you, you know, before you know it, isn't it?
I can't believe it's on Friday. I think I'm just like, oh my gosh, we're finally here. And it's like the projects that we've spent all year kind of building and developing, and the artists that we've had the honor of working with and talking with, we finally get to meet them, we finally get to welcome them to our beautiful city. And I just think it's going to be amazing.